Today is the 24th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I've just realized it's 240424. Don't know why that appeals so much to me, but it does. Thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. And if you're joining us for the first time, let me say again, thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern that's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate if you consider subscribing to the podcast. It's £1 a month, about $1.20 a month, and your support will go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about the podcast or how to subscribe or anything about the podcast itself, including our social media, head to rayborrett.co.uk or simply follow the links in the episode notes. But we always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's tell our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For by your great mercy, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for us. We are being protected by your power, O God, through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And we are ransomed from the futile ways of our ancestors, not with perishable things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, like that of a lamb without spot or stain. Because through him we can have confidence in you, God, you who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. So that our faith and hope are set on you. Amen. 1 Kings 11 verse 9. The Lord became angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. In our chapter today, we read about how Solomon has followed his own path in opposition to the commands that God gave him, and how in the end it will split the kingdom into the north and the south. And all because Solomon loved his wives and his concubines more than he loved God and God's law, as we read in verse 4 of today's chapter. And yet this was even though God himself had appeared to Solomon twice. Once when he asked Solomon what he wanted, and the second time when Solomon dedicated the temple, and yet having met God, Solomon carries on being influenced by his wives, denying the truth of God, the truth that he experienced and the truth that he knew. And it got me wondering if we're the same. Do we deny the truth of God as we chase after the experiences of a world that is absolutely in opposition to God? And I wonder how many of us have tried to rationalize something God has shown us or given us so that it fits with our understanding of the world. And if we try to rationalize our experience of God in the light of our own understanding, do we not then deny the truth of what's happened, even to the point where we may actually even deny God? This is hard. This is hard for us to hear. And this calls for wisdom. Something Solomon seems to have lost in his pursuit of worldly passions. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 1 Kings 11. Heavenly Father, as I approach your word today, help me to hear it with wisdom and respond to it with grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 1 Kings 11. King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women beside Pharaoh's daughter: Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. They were from nations about which the Lord had told the Israelites, "You must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods." Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth, and 300 concubines, and his wives led him astray. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of his father David had been. He followed Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David his father had done. On an east hill of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. He did the same for all his foreign wives, who burnt incense and offered sacrifices to their gods. The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. So the Lord said to Solomon, "Since this is your attitude, and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees, which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. Nevertheless, for the sake of David your father, I will not do it during your lifetime. I will tear it out of the hand of your son, yet I will not tear the whole kingdom from him, but will give him one tribe for the sake of David my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." Then the Lord raised up against Solomon an adversary, Hadad the Edomite, from the royal line of Edom. Earlier, when David was fighting with Edom, Joab, the commander of the army, who'd gone up to bury the dead, had struck down all the men of Edom. Joab and all the Israelites stayed there for 6 months, until they destroyed all the men of Edom. But Hadad, only a boy, fled to Egypt with some Edomite officials who had served his father. They set out from Midian and went to Paran. Then, taking people from Paran with them, they went to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who gave Hadad a house and land and provided him with food. Pharaoh was so pleased with Hadad that he gave him a sister of his own, Queen Tahpenes, in marriage. The sister of Tahpenes bore him a son named Genubath, whom Tahpenes brought up in the royal palace. And Genubath lived with Pharaoh's own children. While he was in Egypt, Hadad had heard that David rested with his ancestors, and that Joab, the commander of the army, was also dead. Then Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me go, that I may return to my own country." "What have you lacked here that you want to go back to your own country?" Pharaoh asked. "Nothing," Hadad replied, "but do let me go." And God raised up against Solomon another adversary, Rezan, son of Eliada, who had fled from his master, Hadadezer, king of Zobah. When David destroyed Zobah's army, Rezan gathered a band of men around him and became their leader. They went to Damascus, where they settled and took control. Rezan was Israel's adversary as long as Solomon lived, adding to the trouble caused by Hadad. So Rezan ruled in Aram and was hostile towards Israel. Also, Jeroboam, son of Nebat, rebelled against the king. He was one of Solomon's officials, an Ephraimite from Zeredah, and his mother was a widow named Zeruah. Here is the account of how he rebelled against the king. Solomon had built the terraces and had filled in the gap in the wall of the city of David his father. Now Jeroboam was a man of standing, and when Solomon saw how well the young man did his work, he put him in charge of the whole labor force of the tribes of Joseph. About that time Jeremiah was going out of Jerusalem, and Ahijah, the prophet of Shiloh, met him on the way wearing a new cloak. The two men were alone out in the country, and Ahijah took hold of the new cloak he was wearing and tore it into 12 pieces. Then he said to Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces for yourself, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. See, I am going to tear the kingdom out of Solomon's hand and give you 10 tribes. But for the sake of my servant David and the city of Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, he will have 1 tribe. I will do this because they have forsaken me, and worship Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Molech, the god of the Ammonites, and have not walked in obedience to me, nor done what is right in my eyes, nor kept my decrees and laws as David Solomon's father did. But I will not take the whole kingdom out of Solomon's hand. I have made him ruler all the days of his life for the sake of David my servant, whom I chose, and whom obeyed my commands and decrees. I will take the kingdom from his son's hands and give you 10 tribes. I will give 1 tribe to his son, so that David my servant may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city where I chose to put my name. However, as for you, I will take you and you will rule over all that your heart desires. You will be king over Israel. If you do whatever I command you and walk in obedience to me and do what is right in my eyes by obeying my decrees and my commands, as David my servant did, I will be with you. I will build you a dynasty as enduring as the one I built for David and will give Israel to you. I will humble David's descendants because of this, but not forever. Solomon tried to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam fled to Egypt, to Shishak the king, and stayed there until Solomon's death. As for the other events of Solomon's reign, all he did and the wisdom he displayed, are they not written in the book of the Annals of Solomon? Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Then he rested with his ancestors, and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son succeeded him as king. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of what we've read today about Solomon and some of the problems he's had and Jeroboam. And after music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those struggling with their faith. Let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, give strength to those who've grown weary. Give strength to those who have doubts, who've become disillusioned along the road of faith, who now want to rest a while or maybe take a different route. Open their eyes, Lord, again, as you did with those 2 disciples on the Emmaus Road. Father, let them hear your word. Let them feel your gentle touch. and know that it is you still walking beside them. Resurrect their faith. Bring them to new life, Lord, we pray. Transform their struggles into victories, their doubting into certainty, their stumbling into confidence, and their sorrow into worship. Gracious God, we pray this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace today to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.